Yes, Christmas is coming, and the Billericay Christmas Market has to be one of Billericay's biggest community events, raising lots of lovely money for charity. With around 20,000 people expected to attend this year, it all happens this Sunday, the 3rd of December. And here to tell us all about it is Yvonne Kint from the Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club. Welcome, Yvonne. I can always tell when Christmas is coming because you turn up in the studio. You're like Santa Claus.
Well, really. It's a regular date, isn't it,
So firstly, Yvonne, you were last here back in July talking about Billericay Summerfest, which is another big charity fundraising event. How did it go this year?
Well, it was fantastic, and we were lucky. The weather was good, so it meant people turned up in great numbers. I think everybody had a good time, and we ended up raising about £6,000, which doesn't seem a huge amount, but you know, it's a lovely amount given that the event is essentially a community event.
Yes, yes. Oh, it sounds fantastic.
We had great fun, yes.
Yes, that's right. That's £6,000 that wouldn't have been around.
Exactly,
you know? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So we're almost in December, and Billericay Christmas Market 2017. We should say there's been a little bit of controversy on Facebook, I think it is. This is a free community and charity fundraising event, isn't it?
Absolutely free. No need for tickets.
No need for tickets at all. Happens on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And now, I was going to say that last year you raised over £23,000, but you've just been telling me you raised quite a lot over £23,000.
Well, it was getting on to about £35,000,
£36,000. That's amazing.
It's a huge amount, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. So what charities benefit from the money raised?
Well, we make a big effort to equally divide the money that we raise and that we donate to charities, to share it equally between local charities, national charities and international charities. I'm sure people are more interested in the local charities, but for instance, we're a big supporter of BOSP, which is a very popular charity in Billericay.
Yes, big shout out to Jodie Connolly.
Absolutely. Yes, hi, yes, Jodie. Yeah. the Essex Air Ambulance, Hamlin House, Little Havens, St Luke's Hospice, Thriftwood School, of course. We're a big supporter of Thriftwood School and College.
Yep.
Barrow Farm Riding for the Disabled, we've helped quite a lot this year, which is, you know, a wonderful, wonderful way to spend our money, we feel. Red Wing Football Club, Anvil Trust, Kids Out, the list goes on,
Absolutely fantastic, yes. Although there's no admission fee to the market, part of the money you raise comes from the buckets, don't they?
It certainly does. A big amount comes from the buckets and from the stalls, because there are about 180 stalls there this year, with a huge variety of things that people can buy as gifts, or they can eat and drink, and we get a proportion of that money. And of course our sponsors, which I can't go away without thanking our sponsors, because we really couldn't put this on without our sponsors.
I think you should give them a mention.
Well, I would love to. In fact, we've got four platinum sponsors. So that's the Bursted Golf Club, who's a terrific supporter of Mayflower Rotary. We've got Paul Robinson Solicitors, who are very loyal supporters. Again, another loyal supporter is Parabai Estates.
Okay.
And we've got a new platinum sponsor this year, for which we're very grateful, Ground Control, which is a local business in Billericay. And also, people support us to allow us to make the money. So they spend their time and their effort. For example, the Billericay Rotary Club, the Lunchtime Club, Roundtable, and Brentwood Rotary Club, because without them we couldn't stage this event.
Absolutely.
We absolutely need their help.
They all work very hard.
They do.
Yes. Yeah, wonderful. Okay, well, let's talk about the event itself. As we said, it all kicks off at 11 a.m. on Sunday, goes through till 5 p.m. Let's start with entertainment. What have you got lined up for entertainment this year?
Well, it starts off with Santa's Parade, which that's an entertainment in itself, because we've got a marching band, we've got dance groups that will be dancing all along the high street, we've got characters that are coming from a local drama school, we've got circus acts that are always very, very attractive, very colourful, very interesting. So that takes us to about 11:45, I think. Then Santa disappears to his grotto in the day centre, but then round about quarter past 12, we start off with the stage acts.
Okay.
And as usual, we've got a couple of stages with a terrific range of acts.
Yeah. You mentioned a couple of them earlier on.
Yes. Well,
one of them was Rock Choir, I think.
That's it, the South End Rock Choir, which, of course,
great.
Is a very popular activity these days.
Yeah,
yes.
Fantastic.
We've also got Billericay Operatic Society, which I think is the first time they've sung with us.
But, bit of culture for the people of Billericay.
Well, I'd like to think so, yes.
Very good, yeah. Yeah, fantastic.
And of course, Cockney Treble, who are our usual stalwarts. I think they've been with us for about 5-6 years now.
They're very
popular.
And
always very popular, yes, indeed.
And there's some fairground rides as well, I believe.
Yes, kiddies rides that are actually subsidised by Roundtable and Billericay Mayflower Rotary. In fact, some of the rides are only £1 each, which in this
fantastic.
Day and age, I think, you know, is quite good. We've managed to keep it down at £1.
Very important, I think
for families, so, yes. Yeah. Especially if, you know, there are 2 or 3 children, it becomes an expensive affair,
right.
You know.
And there's going to be 1 or 2 surprises in the high street, I think, aren't there? You've got some flash mobs.
And they're hugely popular. And, I can't say any more about it, can I?
Fair enough. Okay. What about the market itself? Now, there's going to be about 150 stalls
there. Well, I think we've gone up. We're absolutely sold out this year.
Right.
We're over 180.
Wow.
And it's a huge selection of gifts that you can buy for Christmas, lots of food and drink stalls.
Yeah.
And for the first time this year, we've got something called wild meat burgers.
Ooh.
Which I think isn't quite as exotic as it sounds. I think it constitutes venison and wild boar.
Oh,
so
interesting.
That's an interesting take on the average burger. And we've also got vegetarian burgers this year too, so
fantastic.
That should appeal to another part of the crowd, hopefully.
Yeah, fantastic. So you've got a wide range of things on sale there.
Yes.
Go hungry, I suppose, is the message.
Before you come. Don't eat before you come.
That's right. Now, you mentioned Santa earlier on. He goes to his grotto giving presents to the children, doesn't he?
Yes, indeed. Every child that comes gets a free gift.
Now,
yes.
Is there a charge for that?
Absolutely none. And in addition to that, because we suspect it'll be popular, as it has been in previous years, we put on entertainment for the children. So there's a free face painter there, so you can have the children can have their face painted free. That's been sponsored by Billericay Roundtable. And then we've got Mr. Henson, who's an incredibly talented balloon modeller of all things.
Right.
And he puts in an amazing stint. He's there from the beginning right to the very end with no break, just making fabulous models out of balloons. And of course, Santa's Parade and Grotto, that's run by Brentwood Rotary Club. Again, we couldn't do it without their help.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think we've already mentioned all the volunteers, but I don't think we've given them enough credit, really, because without them, this whole thing wouldn't happen, would it?
No,
and they're there from very early in the morning, I think, setting up, aren't they? They're up at the crack of dawn. And
well, I think some of our ops teams are there at 3 o'clock to close the road off. I myself will only be there from 7, but that's early enough, thank you very much. Yes, the rest of the people will be coming at about 7.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure most people know where Billericay High Street is, but what about car parking? Where can people park their cars?
Well, we're very lucky this year because the NCP have given us free parking at Billericay Station. So free parking there, that's at one end of the high street.
Yeah.
And at the other end, we've got Sun Corner. They'll be parking at Sun Corner.
Right.
So essentially free parking.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, I expect it's too late for anyone to get involved in this year's Christmas market, but if anyone would like to sort of get involved with that or the Rotary Club in the future, who do they go to?
Well, we're on Facebook, we've got a website, Billericay Christmas Market, just type that in, and it's a dedicated website. We're very easy to contact. As I say, we've got our own Billericay Mayflower Rotary Facebook page.
Yeah.
I personally am on the Billericay discussion page, so people can contact me.
Fantastic.
Yes.
What a great event. I'm looking forward to it. It's win-win for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even like the local businesses in the high street will get more footfall, won't they?
Yes. All the shops are all open.
Yeah. And the pubs.
And at this point, I've got to thank the Crown Public House because they are sponsoring the town crier, who actually leads Santa's Parade at 11 o'clock.
That's and Jim, isn't it?
It is Jim Shrub, yes. And he's a very popular character.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Again, everybody seems to have pulled together and we've had terrific support.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, I wish you every success. I'm sure it will be another raging success. And 20,000 people, was it last year, you think?
I think it is, yes. Yeah. I think it was, yes. About, it was difficult to count, but we estimate it was about that.
Absolutely amazing. Well, let's hope you get all that and more. And the weather looks like it's going to be okay, doesn't it? Sorry, are you okay there? We'll get you a glass of water in
Thank
a minute.
You.
Yeah, the weather looks okay for Sunday. Looking dry. I think I better go and revive Yvonne and play some music. Yvonne, thank you so much for
Thanks
coming
very much,
in.
Bob.
And good luck. I'll probably bump into you on Sunday.
I hope so. It'd be lovely. Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
Thank you.